Tov, everyone. We are excitedly starting Siman Pei Tes Hilchos Tefillah today. To understand Hilchos Tefillah, at least the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, we have to understand a little bit about the Zmanim, just a very, very quick introduction to understand how the day works, at least the beginning of the day. I don't want to go through the whole day. You can make yourself a chart, okay? And that is the first thing that we have when we wake up in the morning, or not probably usually if we wake up after this time. The first thing of the day is called Alos HaShachar, which we call in English dawn. Okay, it's the first glimpse of light when it starts to turn light. It is about, let's just call it an hour and 20 minutes, hour 15, an hour 20 minutes before Netzachan, before sunrise, depending where are you in the world, depending with Shita, about an hour and 20 minutes before Netz. Okay, before Netz, that's going to be Alos HaShachar. That is going to be the beginning of the day for most mitzvahs we'll see over here. That's really the beginning of Zman Tefillah one davens. After the time of dawn, he's going to be Yotzei Yidei Chavasel, as opposed to Kriyat Shema. As we go to Kriyat Shema, we saw in Hilchos Tzitzis also, the Me'ikar time of those is only Mishi Yakar Chavera. When it gets light enough that you'll be able to recognize your son from four amos away, okay? That is Mishiyakar. That is about a half hour after Alos HaShachar. Be'erich, 50 minutes after, 50 minutes before Netzachama, that is the next part of the day. That's called Mishiyakar. Okay? After Mishiyakar, we get to the most important thing over here in Hillsfield, and that is what we call Netzachama Vasikin. Okay? Netzachama is the time of sunrise. We'll soon see that is the Iker Zman Tefillah. Okay, instead of sunrise, that is what we call in Zaman Davin's Kiv Vasikin. Fine. Then you have, after Vasikin, we have Zman Kriyat Shema, which is first Zman Kriyat Shema. Chlug is Gra, Magen Avram. Everyone agrees it's the third hour of the day. Just how to calculate the third hour. That we learned in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Zman Kriyat Shema of the Gra of the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram is earlier Zman. The Gra is the later Zman. That's the third hour of the day. The fourth hour of the day, as we learned in the Mishnah, in the first Mishnah, the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos, is Zman Tefillah. Zman Tefillah ends at the fourth hour of the day, means Shlish Hayom, after the third of the day has gone by, the fourth hour. That is so Zman Tefillah. The same achlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Gra will apply by Tefillah also, because it depends on how they calculate the day. And then we get to also, then you have another Zman, which is called Chatzos, which is midday. The sixth hour of the day is the next Zman. That is Chatzos, midday. That's all going to be relevant to today's shir. Once again, you have Alos HaShachar, dawn. Then you have Mishiyakir, 50 minutes before Netz. Then you have Netzachama, Sosman Kriyat Shema, the third hour of the day. Sosman Tefillah, the fourth hour of the day. Then you have Chatzos, the sixth hour of the day, midday. That is all being calculated based on Shaus of Zmanios. Okay, Shaus Zmanios means you split up the daytime, or the amount of daylight you have of the day, and you split it into 12 equal parts, and that's what we call the third hour, the fourth hour. We call third hours, not like 3 hours after Netz is automatically, then you get three halachic hours, depending. During the summer you have longer hours because you have a longer day. During the winter you have shorter Shaus Zmanios. With that in mind, let's start over here, Siman Pei Tes. Siman Pei Tes Sif Aleph says the following: Zman Tefillas HaShachar, the time for davening, shachars, Mitzvaso Shiyatchel Ima Netzachama. The mitzvah of davening shachars is really with Netzachama, to daven with sunrise. Kidichti, we have a pasuk, Yiraucha Ima Shemesh. You will see him. You'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the rising of the sun, with the sun. So from there, that pasuk, there's some echle. That's the Iker time to have one shadaven, and that is called Netzachama. If you daven from Alos HaShachar when already the Pnei HaMizrach, the eastern side of the world, when you look into the east, you'll start to be light. Okay, it's already Meir Pnei HaMizrach. It's already light. There's lit up the Pnei HaMizrach. Yotze, you'll be Yotze at Alos HaShachar, meaning the Licha Tchila time is in the dates. You'll be Yotze Alos HaShachar. We'll come back to that too. V'nimshach zman. And the Zman will remain. The Zman will last. Ad Sof Dalid Shos, until the end of the fourth hour. Shu Shlish Hayom, which is the end of the first third of the day. That is what we call Sof Zman Tefillah. Vim Ta'a O Avar V'Yispal. If one makes a mistake, or even if he didn't make a mistake, he purposely davens Achar Dalid Shos, after Zman Tefillah, Ad Chatzos, meaning from the fourth hour, end of the fourth hour, till the sixth hour, Ad Shos Ad Chatzos, Afal Pisha ain't lo schar tefillah bizmano. It's even though he loses out on the schar of davening with the correct time, schar tefillah miyaika. Nevertheless, he still gets the schar of davening. Okay, it's still like you daven shachris. He does not get shachris bizman, but he still is a daven shachris. He doesn't have to daven two minchas afterwards. The Acher Chatzos, after Chatzos, the Ramah adds in over here, after the sixth hour, all certainly follow Tefillah Shacharis is no longer mutter to daven to Shacharis. If you did his onus or shogeg, so you'll daven to Minchos at this point. If it was bemazed, or Baratzon, if you knew that you didn't plan on doing it, then you had lost out on Shacharis, and you could only daven one Mincha. Okay, so that's shot over here in the Mechaber. Now we have a lot over here to discuss in terms of Zman Tefillah. So now, Lichatchila, we see over here that the correct time to daven is Netzachama. That's the Kuliyama, the best time to daven is with sunrise. Okay? Someone who is Zocha, if you do that every day, it's an amazing, that's the correct thing. Most people understand, okay? And there are many poskim who understand it also. If you don't daven with the Vasikin, the next best time to daven is from Vasikin until Zman Tefillah. Any time in this area is this equal. First Vasikin, if not then, and then B'dieved, you could daven before Vasikin from Alos HaShachar till Vasikin. For those who have to get up early to work, so they call it a Terech Minyan. Terech Minyan means Vasikin is like Avram Avinu. It's not a Terech. We call it a Terech Minyan as if you daven before Netzachah. Okay, so a Terech Minyan you would think is even more B'dieved. However, if you look in Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal, it's not over actually. He sent in the new edition. No, he sends it over here in the old edition also. If you look and see where B'dieved, it says Ayin Bahar Lebir Alach Adi Rasul Mishiyira B'Simin Nun Ches Sif Aleph. It's found in the back of the Krach. If you open up to the back of the Krach on page 304, on page 304, at the top over here, he has over here Zahar's extra har is from page 180. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal, Dibur Masal Ein Li Spalo. His Irish Yachal Hadalanti Lashas Netzachama. If one could daven Netzachama, that's the best. For whatever reason, he can't daven Vasikin. He has to leave work early, or whatever it might be. Lichora Ein Hevdilini Spalo Ka'et. Olachar Netzachama. Then there is really no difference if you daven after Netz or you daven before Netz. People always send me shilas, what's better to do? Is it better to daven with a minion before Netz or b'yachidus after Netz? According to Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsal, it's a vatavar pashut over here. It's equal to daven after Netz before Netz. Once again, there are those who think that l'chatchila the zman is Netz. If you can't daven Netz, the next best time is daven after Netz until so. And then if not, before Netzachama. Rav Nevinsal is saying a chiddush over here. That's not true. The l'chatchila time is Netzachama before Netz or after Netz. From Alos HaShachar till Netzachama or from Netzachama till Dal Shals is exactly equal. And therefore, it'd be another punch. It's better to daven with a minion before Netz than daven be a chiddush after Netz because that you're getting minion or that you're not getting minion. That's the position of Rav Nevinsal. And not only that, if you look into Igros Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein and Chelik Dalid, Simin Vav, he also says the same Svara. And he does say, Tzarech In, because it's a Chiddush Gadol, he says, but he says, that's the Iker Sugya. He thinks that's the Iker of the Sugya. Also, that is the Iker tying to Davin is Netzachama. If not, but you have both before Netz and after Netz, and therefore those that have to leave work early, they're equal to those who Davin, go to an 8 o'clock minion, let's say, they'll be equal in terms of the fact that there's only two Zman, there's Lichat Chilazman, and then there's the next best time to daven is either before Nate's or after Nate's. Okay, fine. Now, there is a machlok as how you calculate Netzachama. Okay, is Netzachama when the sun comes over the horizon automatically? Okay, the astronomic Nate's, whatever Nate's that comes up. Or do you calculate based on where you are, if you're up higher on the mountain, or there's mountains in front of you, whenever you're going to be able to see that, it's called Netz Hanir. Okay, the first time you say based on your location, you would be able to see the sun. So the interesting thing is like this, that Rosh Hashanah Zalman held Mikra to Din, really you go after Netz Hanira. If you say the new calendar, the Itim Labina calendar goes after Netz Hanira. Okay, and he says that's really Mikra Din what one should. However, the minhag here in Yerushalayim was definitely had to go after Rav Tukachinsky's luach, which would go after the regular Netz. And that is how they are knowing came out all the minyanim up until, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, all the minyanim daven at that point. Now you can find one or two minyanim that do the Netz Hanira. So Rav Nevinsal, if you look at Rav Nevinsal davens with Rav Tukachinsky's man, it's not the Netz Hanira. It's not when you would see it if you were standing where you are. It's wherever the Netz comes over the horizon, that's the Netz Hanira. That's what they do at the Kotel. It's a few minutes earlier than the Neitz and Nira. That's what Rav Netzel did. Rav Netzel told me that he asked for Shlomo Zalman once, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says no problem. You could daven with the Neitz Hanira, with the regular Neitz that they do at the Kotel. That's how we're knowing at Rav Netzel's house. That's how we are knowing here in Yeshiva. We daven with Rav Tukachinsky's Neitz Chama. We'll soon see that also was the Shita. That's how the Chazanish also used to daven. Okay, if you go out to Neitz and there, it's a very interesting thing. If you go out to Neitz and there, depending on you can be on the top floor of a building, and Neitz is going to be much earlier than if you're on the bottom floor of Binyan. That means if you, on the bottom, you're on the top floor, and you miss Neitz Chama, you can run downstairs and you can still catch Neitz according to this. Okay, that's a little bit about Neitz and Nira and on. If you look in Orchos Rabbeinu, he's quoting over here from the Chazon Ish. First, he brings down very interestingly from, I believe, the Stipler, that he says there's there's Chamisha Yomim B'Shana, that one is required to go wake up for Neitz. He's quoting a Maril over here and others. He says one of these times, it happens to be a bunch of these that we get here in Yeshiva, Beis Yomim de Rosh Hashanah, those who dive in the Vasik and the Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Hoshana Rabbah, Tisha B'Av, and Purim. Okay, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, Tisha B'Av, and Purim are all special days of davening Neitz. And he says the remez is, if you take Avram, who was the one who was Yashkim Aboker, he is the one who created Neitz. Okay, Avram, the Sof Tavos of Avram goes in each one of these days. Okay, Avram, it says over here, Rebbe Zotios Avram, Sof Tavos, Hoshana Rabbah is the Aleph, Tisha B'Av is the Beis, Ba'av, Beis, so Yom Kippurim is the Reish, Rosh Hashanah is the Hey, and Purim is the Mem, Sof Teos Avram, those are the days to daven Neitz Chama. The Chazon Ish, then he brings down the Chazon Ish, is daven Neitz every single day, like we see over here, is the L'chatchila, time to daven. However, he says two very interesting things over here from the Chazon Ish. Number one is he followed after the Luach of Rav Tukachinsky's Luach, that's how Rav Chazon Ish followed. But number two is he was asked, how much do you have to medakdek to do it? Get exactly the second of Neitz Chama. Exactly the second. You see people with their watches looking exactly the exact time. Chazon Ish was not into this. Not only said that you're not required to do that, if you get Be'erech the Neitz, that's good enough. Okay, which makes sense. Back in the day, they didn't have watches and stuff like that. They had to do it. It was like a Be'erech time. They basically said, this is about Beis HaSanah. They didn't look in the newspaper and see what time Neitz was. They didn't have luachs back then. Okay, so the Chazon Ish said, so much so, he says he's against the people who use their watches. Why? He says, that's like tefillah. He's like, Alta sa tefillah sa keva. You're not supposed to make your tefillah keva, that you do the same exact thing over here. It's too much meduyak, says the Chazon Ish. That's not the correct thing to do over here, to look at your watch and see what Neitz Chama. Minagav, those with Dhamma Vasikin, you say most people do look at their watches. They're doing, Ramari and Rabbeinu Nevinzel told me, L'chatchila, one should aim to get to the exact time, if possible. If you're a little bit off, not such a big deal, don't make such a big deal about it. I think the Rosh Yeshiva quotes, I think from Mordechai Leo, you have 7 minutes before, 7 minutes after. That's a big period of time to be off from Neitz. But you do, we see over here, the Chazon Ish, it doesn't have to be meduyak, exactly the second of the Neitz in order to get the schos of davening, of davening Neitz Acham. Okay, so that's a couple important things. Now, in terms of Sof Zman Tefillah, as we talked about, you have until the end of Dalet Shos to get to Sof Zman Tefillah. So number one is the poskim. Let's say you have a minion that's going to be davening after Zman Tefillah. Okay, it could happen on Shabbos, perhaps some of these late minanim, or at the Kotel. Hey, you have a minion that's going to be davening after Zman Tefillah, or better to daven biyichidus before Zman Tefillah. The poskim right is a double poshet. Better to daven biyichidus before Zman Tefillah, then daven with the minion after Zman Tefillah, even though they're going to daven before Chatzos. Never, the schar of Tefillah b'zmana is adif mitfilah b'tzibur, and better to daven b'yechidus than to daven Tefillah b'zmana. Now, Shlomo Zalman takes this one step even further, which would be a major nafkamina. I do not believe that everyone holds like this to Shlomo Zalman. Where Shlomo Zalman says, most poskim, when it comes to Kriyat Shema Delraisa, so many are trying to be machmer for the Magen Avraham. By the way, Magen Avraham is like right when we're basically starting davening right now, okay? To get in this Magen Avraham, the Zman of Magen Avraham, Kriyat Shema, it is the earlier Zman by Kriyat Shema, so many are machmer. When it comes to Tefillah, which is only the Rabbanan, most are Mekel Lagamrei like the Gra. Rav Shlomo Zalman says no, one should be makbid with the Magen Avraham even by Zman Tefillah. And he says also, adif to daven b'yechidus before the Zman of Magen Avraham Tefillah, than to daven b'tzibor after the Zman of Magen Avraham. So you get into problems over here with I don't know, your 9 o'clock minion sometimes on Shabbos, the Chora, they're davening after Zman Tefillah of the Magen Avraham. You're probably getting in the Gra, but some of them are going to be after the Zman Tefillah of the Magen Avraham. Yeah, the Olam is Mekel in terms of this, the davening with the Tzibur, but that is a fair Shoshama Zaman. It's quoted in Sefer Isha Yisrael, Perik Yud Ches Ha'ara Mem. Okay, fine. Now, how much of Tefillah do you have to finish? How much of tefillah do you have to finish? You have to start tefillah before Zazot Aniyah, or you have to finish tefillah? Look inside the Mishnah Berurah, going back into our Mishnah Berurah, over here in the end of Sif Patan Hey. The end of Sif Patan Hey says the following. You have to finish your Shmona Esrei b'toch Shlisha Yom. This is the Mishnah Berurah L'shitaso. He held the same thing by Zman Tefillah, but he even takes it one step further. You have to go to Hilchos Chazar Zashas. In Hilchos Chazar Zashas, Simen Kuf Chav Galad Zion, over there we paskin that not only you have to finish your private Shmona Esrei, but the Chazar Zashas also has to be done b'toch Zman Tefillah. So it's not good enough to start your Shmona Esrei before, so you know, let's say 10 o'clock is so Zman Tefillah, it's not good enough to start at 9:58. You're not going to finish your Shmona Esrei. It's not even good enough to finish to start 9:53. Okay, you're not going to be able to have time for Chazar Zashas. You have to start enough time that you're going to have to finish your private Shmona Esrei and Chazar Zashas before so Zman Tefillah, if you want to get in the correct Zman Tefillah for everything. Okay, now, in terms of Dalet Shos, we see over here B'diavad, someone was not able to dive in before Dalet Shos. He could dive in up until Chatzos. He davened up until Chatzos. But it's very clear, what's the din of Chatzos? It's davening from Dalet Shos to Chatzos. Just like a B'diavad Zman, that you're Yotzei Tefillah, but you're not Yotzei. Or is it Tashlumin on the fact that you didn't daven within the Dalet Shos? What will be the nafgamina? Just like if you didn't daven Shachris, you're only allowed to daven two minchas. If you did a bishogig, it was again, you didn't do it on purpose. If it was b'mezid, you're not allowed to daven two minchas. So let's say someone purposely does not daven within the four shah. He wakes up and he has plenty of time to daven. He says, I'm going back to sleep. I'll daven before chatzos. If it's a din, a regular din, you can daven until chatzos, so you can still daven. But if it's a din tashlumin from, he's making up for the first 4 hours he didn't daven, so he's did a b'mezid right now. He would not be able to daven until after chatzos. The pashtus over here, you see in the Mechaber, says a b'ferish. He says over here, looking back, he says, v'imta, over v'spal achar dalshas. If he made a mistake, or he was over, he did a b'shat nefesh, he did it on purpose, he could still daven after dalshas until chatzos. However, the Mishnah Berurah does not, he does not disagree, but he brings down a shita that is cholik on Sif Katan Vav. He first brings down, explains the Mechaber, Rotz Lomar, should be mezid shah, said Tefillah, Achavar Zman Vachach Yispalo, you would still be able to daven. However, then he does, V'tov Shiyispalo Az B'toros Nedova. It's better to daven if you did it purposely, you daven only B'tel Chatzos, better to daven only B'toros Nedova, which means you should have in mind this is only a voluntary Shmon Esrei in case I'm not really allowed to daven. Now, Ki Yesh Poskim Shesovrim D'Behezid Adal Shal Shulom Atzili Spalo Klal, because there are Poskim who hold. Okay, the Shartzim points out, it's the Ravan, the Prichadosh, V'chei Mitzadi the Gra. The Gra also held like this, that you're not allowed to daven before Chatzos unless it was onus, you were sick, and you woke up at that time. But if you purposely waited for that time, you would not be allowed to daven. So therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should have a mind you're davening b'toras nedava if you daven b'mezid right before chatzos. Two more important things, and that is where Shlomo Zalman writes that even though the minig is that many women are not makbid on zmanim so much and they'll daven l'chatchila before chatzos shachars, he says that's not a l'chatchila din. Even women should be careful to daven Shmona Esrei before Dalet Shos, and they should not rely and just go ahead and daven before chatzos if at all possible. And last thing is, you see over here how important Zman. Okay? It's not just me. If you look in the Halacha Berurah, David Yosef, he's quoting his father, Rav Avadya, also. He brings down that there are those who toin that Sadiqim are mi'al l'malu mi'azman. Okay, the mi'al l'azman, and they don't have to be makvid and zmanim. And he brings down from Rav Avadya very stark lashon against this. And he says, does that mean that they don't have to keep Shabbos either? Because Shabbos also has a zman. You know, at the beginning of Shabbos, and you have the Shabbos, they're l'malu mi'azman. They don't have to keep Shabbos and start Shabbos, start Shabbos Sunday instead of Shabbos. Obviously not. So too, he said, brings down over there very starkly that everyone has to keep zmanim, zman kriyat shema, zman tefillah. Okay, and we have to be very, very careful in these things. That's how Jews were given vulot. We have a Shulchan Aruch, and that's how we have to follow Al Khan for today.